You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Back by popular demand. You were here a couple weeks ago in the public. Just
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you, Jim. It's always great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So what? I mean, there are so many important sports. You were in Oxford last night. You got the women's tournament, but the audience wants to know what's up with you, other than sports.
This is our last Thursday of women's hoops in studio. We'll be back on Sunday before the tournament starts next week. So what's up with me outside of sports is not much right now, because when it comes to conference tournament time, I will do the women's tournament and then go straight to the men's tournament in Nashville. So it's about a two-week stretch for me of battening down the hatches. So I'm trying to keep my personal life as low-key as possible before we get to Nashville and Greenville, because last year, Paul, I did the women's tournament. We do Tuesday through Sunday, and then I woke up Monday to get on my flight Monday night to go to Nashville for the men, and I had completely lost my voice. It had never happened to me before, so I actually missed the first day of it last year, but I feel like there's nothing else happening in my life besides basketball at this point. Like you said, we were at Oxford last night.
I don't do too many long trips like that, but it's always complex. I mean, how do you, just manage from, you have to...
I don't
appear on television.
I did get smart a few years ago, and now I've learned that since we can drive to Greenville from Charlotte for the women's tournament, I will pack a Yeti cooler of all of my snacks and coffee. I will, it's actually kind of the Griswolds in my car. I don't know how I end up with so much
stuff.
You're
not the only one that takes food with that. I do that.
I take food with
me. I don't trust the food.
No, well, and you just don't know its availability, right? Yeah. Like how is, if the food's going to get there when we're doing a 2-hour show, you're kind of out of luck, right? So I will bring my cereal, my popcorn, my coffee, really the trifecta of things that I know that I need to survive for that week. And I know that if I have coffee available to me when I wake up in the morning, I will not take anyone's head off. And that's really the important thing.
I know I'm an award-winning journalist, but I have to ask, because the public demands, what kind of cereal do you take?
Oh, so I'm a big cereal at night person.
Oh, right.
And actually, we were on vacation a little over a week ago. We went on a cruise. My fiance and I try to do that in February when he is done with the NFL season, because he works in sports as well. And right before conference tournaments and March Madness really amp up for us. And my biggest gripe about the cruise was that in all of the food that they have on the ship, the buffets, the restaurants, that I can't find cereal at night anywhere. And I'm not picky. To go back to your original, I'll eat any kind of something about a post-dinner dessert of cereal. So what I'll bring with me next week, I haven't decided yet. I'm a big French Toast Crunch fan. It's not typically at grocery stores. I have to order it on Amazon, which is really weird to me admitting this on national television. Cheerios, always great. Lucky Charm. Those are a lot of sugary, though. So I kind of try to go back and forth between sugary and maybe like a Raisin Nut Bran or something.
No Pop-Tarts?
I like Pop-Tarts, but I don't reach for Pop-Tarts.
I had not had a Pop-Tart in forever, and I tried one a couple weeks ago, and I couldn't decide if I ate some cardboard or the Pop-Tarts, which would
what
be...
What flavor was it?
It was strawberry or something. It wasn't frosted.
Well, and that's the problem. I think, I've seen these unfrosted Pop-Tarts pop up in the grocery store lately. I don't know if it's a new thing or if I just hadn't noticed.
I just thought you had to try to be healthy, and I was wrong.
Well, I try, but I kind of throw things out the window when it gets to tournament week.
There was a time when I was really thin that I used to eat. I didn't eat enough, so I had a job. So I ate before the nighttime job, and then I would grab cereal late at night.
It's kind of in my head, and I'm sure there are a lot of smart people out there who are knowing that this is not accurate. In my head, post dinner cereal, pre-bed cereal, is better than dessert every night. For some reason, I have it in my head that it's less sugar and it's not as bad for you as if I were to reach for some ice cream, which probably isn't true. But in my head, it is. So
there,
I'm gonna
there are so many people out there hanging on what the obvious next question
Wait,
is.
Wait, what's your go-to late-night snack, though? Not Pop-Tarts, not cereal.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin everyone's image of me, but I do not. I eat whatever we eat because we eat late because of the show.
Yeah.
And then...
Not a snacker? Gosh, I could never.
Linda, my wife... All over the cabinet.
Well,
but not me.
You're healthier than most people, though, because you really shouldn't be eating snacks in which, like, when I get off the desk tonight at 11:30, and I'm going to get home by midnight, and I'm going to get all ready for bed, take the dog out, it will be 12:45, and my pantry is in trouble. Whatever I can reach for immediately is what I'm eating at 12:45, one in the morning tonight. He's a mini golden doodle named Marvel, the comics. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I'm hosting a celebrity show here with all the questions.
Show. I feel like that's what it typically is.
I skipped the most obvious one that you said earlier. Not that I'm a poor reporter, but I don't want to get your personal life into
it. No, it's fine.
You brought it up, so I'm going to ask you.
Like, yeah, I've been pretty open with that, I think, on television.
I mean, it has come up before.
It has come up.
But I never know what, because I remember we talked a year and a half ago about that. And now it's a year and a half later, so yeah. I really didn't... You never know, how's everything going?
Yeah.
Well,
it's the number one question I get asked ever since my interview with Coach Leach a couple years ago is, have y'all gotten married yet? And my answer is, in this economy, we got to buy a house first. So that's the number one thing on our list right now. And then after that, we can... Do you know how expensive it is to get married right now, Paul? Like, that really... You could dedicate an hour of your show just... preaching to America about how disgustingly expensive it is to get married.
Well,
to have like a traditional wedding ceremony, you have to take out a loan for it.
The only reason I bring it up, I don't see you that often, but we were in a car somewhere a year or two ago and you were talking about the wedding and then I just never heard another word.
Yeah,
and that usually is a bad sign, but I'm glad to know you're still on.
No, everything's good. Everything's good. The problem was, you know, in the excitement of the initial engagement and you kind of dive right into it, right? We started going to visit places, looking at venues here in Charlotte, doing our research.
You were going somewhere out of...
Well, we landed on maybe like an international, small sort of elopement. I would elope. What people don't realize is what Coach Leach, when he told me, please go elope, like it'll say, I needed him to tell my dad that. I needed him to tell my fiance that because I'm the only one who actually wants to just go to the courthouse and elope.
I'm gonna take over for Coach Leach here.
Yeah.
At some point, the wedding becomes irrelevant.
And I don't know if you feel this way because sometimes I'll tell people who do our jobs, I have no problem talking to a camera or talking into a microphone in front of a camera or sitting here with you. But when it comes to 100 people looking at me, that really makes me nervous. So I'm kind of cool with skipping over that part of it. Like, I have to read vows about how I feel in front of 150 people.
I mean, if you're, again, I got to be careful how I say this, but for a lot of women, and it was, I lived through it with my own sister. One of the greatest days of my mother's life was giving my sister a wedding.
Yeah.
My wedding was small. You just kind of wanted to move past it.
It's a lot.
But
so
I got married later.
My best friend from childhood got married about 2 years ago. I was her maid of honor, so I experienced it firsthand with helping the planning process and all that. And while I know she had a wonderful time and it was worth every moment of planning, there was a lot of that, like, they're just crawling to the finish line here. And I'm kind of like, hey, you know, we got a lot of sports year round here in the SEC. Planning a wedding around that and feeling like that's something that you're crawling to the finish line. If there's any turnkey wedding planners out there,
by not inviting them.
And that's the other thing too, right? Having it here in Charlotte or having it stateside, if you will, there's a lot of people on the list that you feel like you want to invite and dad wants to invite his friends and his boss and all that. Great. We love and we love that people want to be supportive, right? But that's where we started talking about, well, if we went to another country, not only is it actually a little bit cheaper, but then when you only invite 20 people, the people back at home are like, oh, I wasn't going to make that trip anyway.
The woman's family pays for it? Is that how it works?
That's not how it's going to work okay. in ours. we are very much the two of us mostly figuring it out financially, which is another reason.
I got a feeling since somebody out there, we're going to get a couple of sponsors.
You need to take wedding calls.
We are going to get you married and have somebody else pay for it and be done with this issue.
So someone from, I don't want to out anybody, but someone from the SEC League office when we were in Omaha, it was either last year or the year before, said, well, you know, Destin in the spring is actually, you know, everyone's already there. We already have the space.
I have a great idea.
You could officiate.
On the Tuesday, they have that poolside party. It is a fantastic
just
party.
Just do it right there.
Get married. Right in the middle of it.
Hey, Commissioner Sankey, how do you feel about...
No, I, and by the way, we could... our setup is right by there. We could extend the show.
Do it on the air.
It comes on a little bit before we go off. We'll just show it live.
I would wear a dress with sponsorship on it.
Why don't we do
that? If that collected some
points. How many sponsors the SEC has from the people across the street.
Can I get an Academy wedding dress?
I think we could do it. Let Greg Sankey officiate.
That would be amazing. Do you think the SEC coaches who were there would also be involved in some way? Like, instead of a flower girl, we could have like a beer guy handing out.
I think it's really the best. Sam Pittman can give you away.
Sam Pittman would be great walking down some sort of aisle, preparing everyone, just handing out Coors Lights to everybody.
Shane Beamer can be the flower boy.
What a visual. This is coming together. This could be wedding of the century.
Let's get a wedding planner on this.
This has gone so far off the rails.
The Sankey goes, if there's anyone here, and Kiffin goes, I object.
Yeah. We need someone to do a reading. Like, who would be the best? Like, maybe Kirby. Does like a pre-wedding hype speech.
Is your fiance available that week?
I'm sure he would be.
After Memorial
Day. He would
Day.
Be for that.
Who would be working?
Nobody. Yeah, so if you want to come to our wedding, it'll be in Destin this year, 2024.
I mean, if you want us to tell about, I don't know who runs this place, but somebody could.
That was also part of the joke of doing it in Destin was, well, we just throw it on the air, get a couple sponsorships for it.
We add an hour to the coverage. And
everyone's dying to see that on TV, I'm sure.
I think it would be more highly rated than our final hour on that Tuesday.
Gosh, if only Coach Leach could be there for it. It would be poetic, truly.
I think it's... You don't need to come up with a list. It's already...
That's true. It's already there. What was the best part of your wedding? So a lot of people say it's a blur.
It was emotional because I complimented my mother. My dad died when I was very young, and I mentioned him, and that was probably the most emotional part.
Yeah. It's definitely, the celebration, family who is there, who isn't there. I'll have plenty of family who's passed and not at my wedding, but... to be able to remember them in that way and know that somewhere they're looking down on you on that
day. The most interesting thing was I had one of my best friends from college. We kept it to just family, and he decided, I'm coming anyway. And
I didn't really,
it was like he literally, I said, I finally gave up.
That's amazing. So, I actually, fun fact about me, this is one of my trivia facts about myself. I am an officiant. I'm a wedding officiant, minister, whatever you want to call it. I have done 3 weddings. So far, actually, I've officiated 3 weddings, no divorces. So I'm batting 1,000 right now, which I think that's a very important detail. That is the most nerve-wracking thing you could ever do, I think, is officiating someone else's wedding.
Well, let me just double check the date for you. And
Randy, do you want to come too?
It will be May 28th.
Okay, great.
Tuesday, May 28th.
I'm going to clear my calendar after this.
It will be in Destin, Florida. Hopefully, if for some reason it's inclement weather, we can do it inside by that restaurant.
It'll be great. You know what? The food last year was fantastic.
The cocktails
were fantastic. It feels like it'll mostly be planned already. So that's perfect for me.
If your family would like to come, that's up to them.
Open invite. You don't have to come if you don't want to.
And
my family would be like, wow, Destin, pretty nice. We'll be out on the beach. You guys have fun.
It is a star-studded event. All the people that you know and love.
Honestly, the people that I see more than my own family, if we're being honest, between all of our coaches and SEC Network folks and conference folks, I see them more than anyone else.
The best idea we've ever come up with. And I don't forget, we haven't done the promo yet, but on May 28th, we'll be hosting The Marriage of Alyssa.
Yeah, thank you so much for the planner. I never thought that Paul Feinbaum would be my wedding planner, but here we are.
I got the
just
job.
Just let me know how much I owe you after the show's over.
Just allow me to have a say so in the broadcast.
I don't think you're going to get any callers asking for me back after this one.
There are a lot of disappointed people knowing that you're getting married, but that's beside the point. Thank you. We'll continue this.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We are back here on the Wedding Planner. That was fun. We just saw this from Chuck Dunlap, who is one of the executives with the SEC. Chuck, who is the one of the communication executives with the Southeastern Conference, just said there is already plenty of food and a band on that Tuesday night. So essentially, according to Chuck, the SEC is in. So the wedding of Alyssa Lang is on. We will have live coverage of it beginning in the early 3 o'clock Eastern on the 28th. We'll talk to the family throughout the day. We'll talk to various coaches, including Lane Kiffin and Sam Pittman, you said?
Yep.
Kirby Smart, basketball. Women's basketball, athletic directors, it will be the event of the late spring.
Coach drink,
yeah. Who'll give the toast? Dominic in Pittsburgh is up next. Hello, Dominic.
Poop ball. I had to call in and confess something to you.
What's that?
I saw two murders last night. One in Tennessee with Kness killing all those tigers, and one in Mississippi with Sears killing all those rebels.
Ooh, boy, you did see some daggers, didn't you?
Yes, and did you get a chance to watch that NFL Combine at all?
It's been on all day. I can't tell you I've been glued to it.
Yes. Dallas Turner, his wingspan is 83 inches. He's like a damn pterodactyl. But more importantly, Pope Paul, what the hell happened to Jim in Tuscaloosa? I feel like an exorcist has taken Jim over. He's lost his freaking mind. Pope Paul, you may have to go to Tuscaloosa and perform an exorcism.
Yeah, you know, Dominic, exorcisms are very difficult. You need every priest isn't capable of doing that.
Yeah, and Pope Paul, did you get my package yet that I sent to you?
Not yet, Dominic, but I'm waiting for it eagerly.
All right. Well, it's in the mail. And as always, Paul, roll damn time, Paul! See you later, buddy!
Wow. Dominic, dropping some serious salty language there. Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul looking good and sounding good as always. Oh, Dominic, I still got a few questions about him, whether that boy's on the right plane or not. But what my question is today, folks coming into the liquor store last few days, and the biggest thing on their mind asking about your show comes from the time when people were accusing you of paying your callers.
Right.
You remember? Well, everybody's coming here today and saying, who thinks how much money... Excuse me a minute. I got to catch my breath on this one, Paul.
Take your time.
But everybody was coming in going, well, how much would you get to call the Paul Feinbaum show? I mean, what kind of money would they pay? And I got to laugh at him. I said, man, I don't know. But it can't be much, can it, Paul?
Well, our budget isn't exactly... there. I mean, we're a poor man's show. This is not like some of those big time shows you see on the other network. This is just a show of the people.
Well, it's like my daddy used to say, he don't know anybody that ever worked for a poor man. They always work for the rich man. And one more question here before I go, Big Paul.
Yes, sir.
Asking you straight up about this with this 14 conference people in the playoffs. What do you see going on from this? I mean, this ain't the end of it. It's going to change again.
Cat Day, thanks for the call. What's really going on here is this is a lot of posturing. I mean, every day you see another story. I think some of these leaks are coming from conferences that do not like the SEC or the Big Ten. It's not over yet. That's all I would say. Don't go apoplectic after every single response. John B. is up next.
Man, oh man, I was gonna go after Jim, but you know he's all right. What'll happen there will take care of itself. I do find it funny that if he's got all these tapes of the show for evidence and he can't produce anything about himself, and then when he hit puberty and got sexually confused, it all makes sense. But anyway, Alyssa's part was great. And one thing I really liked about that is she, as beautiful as she is, said, I'd be okay going to the courthouse to get married. You know, nowadays with social media, these people setting the whole states on fire with a gender reveal for their kids and everything. But I wanted her to know, I can picture her in some type of a NASCAR wedding dress, but Johnny B's Lawn Care would like to buy a patch on there. I want to be a part of this thing. Hey, if you're going to...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Alyssa realizes that there's money there's money to be made off of this wedding.
Oh, yeah.
This may not be Meghan and Harry, but it's going to be a well-attended and a mostly well-watched wedding.
If she gets cold feet, I could be there, and I'm single. I'm just saying, maybe a little much for her to handle, but I'd be there.
Yeah, I think that, Johnny, thank you. I-Man is up next.
Good afternoon, Paul. Interesting avenue that you've taken this afternoon. I was kind of listening to Cat Daddy and John's talking about you paying callers. I mean, John doesn't realize how tight you are. when you got married... When you got married, y'all kind of went over there and you talked to the Justice of the Peace and you was doing the paperwork and he said that'd be $120, $113, Mr. Feinbaum. You gave him that $120 and he thought you was kind of tipping him, but you held your hand out for that $7 and that was a very emotional
You're right.
moment for you.
How did you know that?
Because I know you. I mean, that's just the way you roll. And
I'll get it the next time.
Yeah, we'll get around to the next time.
Things have been a little tight at the network, as you can imagine.
Just a little tight. I mean, and I was thinking about John. I mean, he's a Missouri fan, right?
Right.
And he lives in Missouri. You know, I thought Missouri was the show me state, and he ain't showed me squat yet. So, John, you got to step your game up a little bit. And you know, Paul, you was talking about your emotions, talking about your dad.
Right.
When I went down the aisle and got married, I was kind of standing there. You know, she's walking down the aisle with her dad and everything. And it did. It got a little emotional with me. I had some tears in my eyes. And then the preacher is talking, that kind of thing. You know, and Legend had the same emotions, too, when the preacher looked over and said, would you take this woman as your wife? And Legend looked over, and Bubba said, yes. More Dan Meagle, have a good day.
We'll take a short break. We are 30 minutes away from the end of the world as we know it.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And Jason is up next. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Paul. I'd love to have a back and forth conversation with you other than about Jim, but our time was limited the other day, so now I'm on fixing to knock Jim's teeth out, even though they're probably already in his pocket because he's so old and frail. Jim, you are a piece of vile gutter trash that has circled the drain for too long and hung on to the rim. You need to just turn off and go on and die so the whole world will be better. What you said about Trey? That's awful, man. You're nothing but a bigot. You're nothing but a old, hard bigot. And you put Paul Feinbaum on blast the other day talking about him. He's got more credibility in his fingernail than you've ever had in your whole life. You're an evil human being. You're filled with hate. You're filled with everything. I don't know. I've never met you, and I never claim to, but I know I have met your mother. I went to a family reunion in 1990 in North Ford, Alabama, and my dad asked about you to your mom, and all she could say about you is Jim's Jim, and God bless his soul. We all know what that means. Yeah, she didn't think you was a good person. She probably loved you to death, but she didn't think you was a good person. You're a piece of you know what. I'm gonna keep PG because I like the show and I don't want to disparage it. But
Jason, let me make sure I remember this correctly. You were related to Jim, is that correct?
Third cousin, yes,
third
sir.
Third cousin, okay.
Yeah, but I'm I wasn't even gonna call in today. I got a very busy job, and I turned the radio on right when he was talking about. I caught the third cousin part, but then I caught the part about Trey. That man's been sick, and I'm not saying this because he's an Alabama fan, and I am. He's been sick, and you should be giving him all the praise. You know, your only chance in life is because God loves fools and sinners. Well, I'm a sinner, but you're the biggest fool I ever met. Jason out. See you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Jason.
You really think that fool is my cousin, Paul? You really believe that? I don't have any living cousins that I know of. I promise you. I guarantee you. So, I mean, that guy is a scum from hell again. Another scumbag. And he'll probably catch. He'll get what's coming to him. Yeah, and I mean, that's the dirtiest, rotten scumbag. I'm not any kin to that scumbag fool, and that's a fact, Paul. I am. He's no kin to me. My mother died before then. My mother died before 19. But see, you get these fools on here, and they make up any kind of lie right from the pit of hell, just like the little weasel now. He's a delusional little weasel, a puppet trained by his daddy. I probably am right about it. I'm talking about Dominique. He's another little delusional liar. He don't even know where an exorcism is. But he better get ready. He probably needs one himself. You know, I can't stand these kind of liars. I mean, tell you what else? What can I say? I'm telling you the truth. That's all I can do.
No, oh, I appreciate the call,
Jason. Well, Jason, you know, lying his ass off.
Well, I don't have. Being a cousin
just,
to somebody.
I don't have a living cousin, Paul. Is that enough to prove my point?
Yes, I think you very well proved it right there.
And yet you hear what the came out of that scumbag's mouth. That was worse pure hell than even you have ever said on this show. Jason, the liar from claiming from Northport. My mother was sick and she died before then.
I am sorry to hear that. I didn't know that.
Well, that's how disrespectful these fools are, Paul. And I'll guarantee you God will pay him back. I know what I'm talking about. God told me. He actually spoke this to me one time. He said, what's that? That's a verse. Let me think how it goes. Vengeance is mine is what he said. I will repay. That's God's word. He will repay. So, Jason, look forward to getting repaid for your vicious, evil, devilish lies. I appreciate you letting me say that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jim. AJ is next.
I mean, how time just flies by, Mr. Feinbaum. You know, yesterday I went from the high profile lawyer over here in Pell City. And then the mayor and the justice of the peace. And now I'm the damn judge, Paul. And Jim, your ass is guilty. Your ass is guilty for picking on women. Your ass is guilty for picking on children. Your ass is guilty for lying. And your ass is guilty from being a worthless piece of oxygen. Waste of oxygen, excuse me. But I'm going to tell you something. Call me, Alabama. Are you butt hurt from the Feinbaum show and what people say and call in here and do? Is your feelings hurt? Call me, Alabama. I mean, that's what y'all need to do. I'm AJ Shannara. And I'm going to tell you something, Jim. I tell you what, Jim. You're not even worth me wasting my time on saying anything else about you. Because you told me exactly what you told me, who you really are, when you talked about that fella earlier. I forget, Todd or Jay or who, I forget his name. But the thing about it is, you're just like a Democrat, Jim. You say one thing and you do another. But you blame people for doing what you are doing. You're a hypocrite, and you're calling everybody else a hypocrite in the same damn sentence. It's a joke, Jim. It's a menace to society. You're a menace to society. They shouldn't even have you. They shouldn't even let you breathe. Poor damn eagle.
Bill is up next in Massachusetts. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Paul, I have a question for you.
Of course.
Did Jim's quit count long enough to be a quit?
Well, no. He's back.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Thank you very much. William is next in Maryville. Hey, William.
Wow, Paul, what a day. You know, from the plague and pestilence of the Old Testament to wedding planning. That's quite an array of discussion, Paul.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of this. This is going on the Emmy tape.
I want to change gears a minute and tone things down. You know, if sports is supposed to be the ultimate meritocracy, then why does the Group of Five deserve an automatic place?
William, I'll explain it because I didn't completely understand it until tonight when Wilner was on. And essentially, because of the current state of things, they are trying to avoid litigation with the charge of collusion. That's what he said, if they ace them out. I don't understand collusion like you may. I don't know how you could prove it because they don't belong. But that's what he said. That's the only reason they're still around.
Well, that's what prompted my call because you know, it reminds me of Little League sports, because there's always the parent that, you know, in Little League baseball, they want their kid to pitch or be the shortstop, or in Little League football, they want their kid to be the quarterback or the middle linebacker. And they never realize that, you know, if a coach places their kid there, includes their kid when they don't deserve it, then they've automatically excluded somebody else's child.
Right, exactly.
And however you cut this, if you include a non-worthy group of five team, you've excluded, let's say it's a 14-team playoff, and you basically, and it's, you know, 1 through 13 gets in, and the group of five is ranked 17, you know, then you've excluded 14, 15, and 16 to the inclusion of 17. And I don't know how anybody can say that's a meritocracy, and I don't know how anybody can say that's collusion.
Unfortunately, we're really late on the break, but we need to get out of here. But thanks for the call, and thanks for clarifying that as an attorney. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kid Jackson being honored. Senior day in Knoxville. We're 11 and a half minutes away from tip.
See you in the W.
Lisa is up next.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
I'm calling to first ask, is this a sports show or not?
Am I under oath?
Yes. Because I have heard nothing but a bunch of grown men acting like a bunch of little women. They seriously need to go get their testosterone checked. I'm watching the show because I want to learn about the SEC and the Big Ten joining. Is that a joke? Is it a maybe? Is it a yes? Is it a, I don't know, a prank?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your interest, Lisa, and we'll try to get it back to sports as quickly as we can. Harry is up next in New Orleans. Hello, Harry.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, and
thanks
for fitting me in this late hour. Paul, what a fitting day. I don't usually respond to calls, Paul. You know that. But I couldn't resist on this particular date to send out a little message to John from Missouri. Young man, beware the Ides of March.
Ooh.
Have a good evening, Paul.
Thank you. We are heading toward March tomorrow. Handsome. I always thought the Ides of March was March 15th. Okay. Handsome Joe is up next.
Road tie road, Paul. Fine, Bob. You know what? It's good to hear other people pile on John Bandwagon as far as hating him wise. I mean, I don't hate him. He's just stupid, Paul. But I want to say this. I just walked in the door, seriously, but I've listened to the whole show on the radio on the way in. And it's good, man. I didn't know Lisa Lane was getting married, man, but congratulations to her. And I heard Jim call in, but the last time I talked to Lisa Lane was probably a little over a year ago. She filling in for your seat while you was out one day. And Jim had called in and talking to her, but trying to talk her into following me on Twitter. So ooh, when they got on the phone, I called in. I said, look, he's calling in here trying to get people to follow him on Twitter. We don't care what that redneck tweets. I mean, nobody cares what Jim tweets. And I blocked him before he ever blocked me. So, you know, there's that, Paul. But she was talking about snacks, Paul. When I used to work on the road, My go-to snacks was white cheddar popcorn, beef jerky, hot sausage, and Twizzlers. And nowadays, you know, at home, I like popcorn, dill pickle, chips, and cheese dip. You know, these kind of, this is what I like, Paul, snacking around. But I eat late, too. And my favorite go-to food is, it's probably pizza. I love pizza more than anything, Paul. And like I told you once,
what do you like on your pizza?
Well, a lot of times I just get pepperoni, but I love meat lovers. I love all the meat on it. And plus I like black olives. Gotta have black olives on there. Mushrooms, that's good also. And maybe, you know, like three or four cheeses. And, but yeah, they ain't no really, I ain't really had bad pizza. I don't like pineapple on it. I do eat pineapple.
My wife's a big pepperoni. I'm sure you could guess I'm a cheese person.
Yeah, I like the cheese and I like the pepperoni. Most of the time I just eat the pepperoni pizza, thin pepperoni.
Thin pepperoni.
That's my go-to. But, you know, but anyway, Paul, love the show today. Man, I'm sorry, Joe. I got in late.
Well, I'm glad you made it. You be well. You take care of yourself. Dale is in Colorado. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing great.
So, I want to talk about Jim, man. He wants to call in and, you know, call somebody homosexual and, you know, all that. I think you should ban him from your show, man. I mean, come on, bro. I mean, that is unacceptable.
Well, he had originally quit, but he came back today. But anyway, I appreciate the suggestion.
Well, Jim, I want you to know something. God has a special place in hell for liars, false prophets, and hypocrites. And that's where you're going. Stop calling in, man. Stop. You should ban him from your show, Paul.
Thank you, Dale. Scott is up next. Hey, Scott.
Mr. Paul, how you doing, sir?
We're doing great.
Hey, I think we can all agree that we can call the village now because we found the idiots that quarrel with Jim from Tuscaloosa and John from Missouri. The only difference in them and the Titanic is the Titanic had a band as they were going down. Okay, got that off. But anyway, Paul, here's my main reason to call. Has anyone ever considered doing a in-depth behind the scenes for these college athletes, like, you know, watching them get on the bus and where do they go, where do they stay, their housing, their meals, and stuff like that during...
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.